事情来做说明。
And I would like to use an example as an illustration.
我们家里的水管可能曾经阻塞过。
Our pipe at home might have got clogged.
很多的时候是厨房的那个水管最容易阻塞。
And oftentimes is the pipes under our sink in the kitchen.
通常我们在那个水槽都会放一个网子，把一些东西不要让它流到水管里头。
Therefore, we would put a filter in the drain to stop things going down the drain.
但是不晓得为什么那个水管还是会阻塞。
But for some reasons, the pipe will often still get clogged.
那我们请这个通水管的工人来通水管。
So we ask people to come and clean the pipe.
那工人就会说，那个水管被油污所阻塞。
And then we'll find out that it is because all the oil and dirt inside the pipe.
虽然一天一点点，一天一点点，但是日积月累的就把那个水管给阻塞了。
And as time goes on, and the oil becomes more and clog the pipe.
那个有很多时候是那个浴室的水管阻塞的。
And other times our pipes in the bathrooms get clogged.
那个通水管的工人通了水管之后有时候就会拿一团头发跟你说，就是这个头发把水管塞住了。
And after we clean it, we'll see that it is the hair that got stuck in the pipe.
一根头发这么的细，怎么会把这个水管阻塞呢？
And our hairs are so thin, how can they clog the pipe?
但是一天一天的纠集了很多的头发，他就把水管给阻塞了。
And it is because day after day, the hair got more and more in the pipes, that's why it clogged the pipe.
那我们知道阻碍我们灵性成长的就是我们的罪。
And we know that the things that prevent us from growing spirituality is our sins.
那通常在我们生活当中，我们不会有什么大的罪。
But in our daily lives, we often do not commit great sins.
我们通常就是可能会有一些这个小小的过患或者不太好的习惯。
Usually we make small mistakes.
那常常这些又是一种习惯性的。
And these mistakes are often our habits.
那日积月累的，它就会阻碍了我们灵性的成长。
And as time goes on, these will eventually prevent us to grow in spirit.
所以我们必须要去认识，而且学习如何去克服。
Therefore, we need to learn and to learn how to overcome.
活着的话，这些习惯性的过患会阻碍我们灵性的成长。
Otherwise, these mistakes that we make as habits will prevent us to grow.
它会破坏我们美好的人生。
And these will cause us our lives to be miserable.
它会破坏我们人与人之间的关系。
These will break our relationship with others.
虽然它不是大罪，但是常常是我们很难持续的去克服它。
Although they may not be great sins, but these little mistakes are very hard to overcome.
我们如果仔细去想，真的在我们生活当中充满着许多的习惯性的小错误。
And if we really think about it, in our lives we do make mistakes.
比如说，有的人贪爱美食，好吃的东西。
For example, some people may lust over delicious food.
有的人呢喜欢讲人家的一些闲话。
Or some people may gossip.
有些人很容易就对人生气，对事情生气。
And others get us upset easily.
有些人一天要看很多很多电视。
Or others may have to watch a lot of TV.
有些人是小小的事情 他也会让他觉得很着急很烦恼。
And some people get anxious very easily.
有些人喜欢捉弄人，这个讥讽人。
And there's also others that like to prank some people.
有些人呢是很看重物质。
And some people emphasize on material things.
有些人呢很容易小小的成就就觉得很骄傲。
While some others would get proud.
有些人生活非常的懒散。
Some people live a very lazy life.
有些人呢这个很容易嫉妒别人。
And some people get jealous over others.
有些人有抽烟或者喝酒的习惯。
And some may have the habit of smoking or drinking.
这些都是生活当中小小的过患，但是它是一种习惯性的过患。
These are little mistakes that we make in life, but we build them as our habits.
有一些是从学生时代就已经养成的。
Perhaps we may have these habits since while we were still in school.
这个尤其大学生的生活啊，最容易养成一些习惯性的习惯性的一些过患。
Especially when people were in college, they build up some habits.
因为常常这个父母亲也认为你长大了，甚至你已经离开家庭了，这个常常好像比较没有人来监督，比较没有人管。
Because when you're in college, you are an adult and you leave home and live on your own.
所以很多人这些习惯性的小毛这个坏习惯呢，就是从学生时代养起的，养成的。
These mistakes slowly become your habits since college.
那常常它会由小而大。
And oftentimes these mistakes will grow from small to big.
从很浅的到很深的。
From very shallow mistakes to very deep.
到最后控制了我们整个人生。
In the end, these will take over our lives.
一辈子成为我们的危害。
And forever they will become block in our life.
那所以呢，我们要去认清楚，在我们还没有被辖制之前呢，我们要胜过它。
Therefore, before we are overcome by these mistakes, we need to understand how to overcome them.
我们在它还小还不是大到控制我们的时候，我们要赶快的避开。
We need to prevent these mistakes from growing so big that we cannot control.
我们请看哥林多后书第十章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
Verse 4, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
这里讲到坚固的营垒。
Here mentioned the strongholds.
这个我们的习惯性的过患如果没有去处理的话，它会变成坚固的营垒。
These mistakes that we commit as our habits will slowly become strongholds.
那我们一个人有时候为什么会被罪来把它缠累住
？And why would a person be bound by sins？
为什么意识的水管阻塞了
？Why are the pipes get clogged？
那一根一根的头发慢慢的累积起来，到最后把水管给塞住了。
That each and every single strand of hair will slowly become big and clog the pipe.
那个很坚固的城墙，它是一块一块的砖头这样叠起来的。
The strong city walls were built by bricks.
有一些狗啊，它的体型很大。
There are some dogs are huge in size.
但是它在刚出生的时候是小狗的时候呢， 也是蛮可爱的。
But when they were babies, they were also very cute.
哦，虽然它已经比一般的小狗还要体型大，比较大，但是呢，在开始的时候，它还是不是那么的，哦，不是长大的那样子的大，也是很可爱。
Although they were, they are usually bigger in size compared to other dogs, but when they were little, they were still pretty cute.
哦，那如果在这个养这种狗的过程里头，如果没有去训练它
，And if you do not train these the dogs while they were small,
哦，它小时候很可爱。
Although they were cute.
哦，在小的小狗的时候，它是很可爱。
When they were little.
哦，但是当它长成大狗。
When they become grow bigger.
哦，在小狗的时候，你是牵着它啊，这个去走路。
When they were little, you will walk them.
哦，但是它成为大狗又没有训练的话，你是被它拉着跑。
But when they become bigger, you will they will go before you.
哦，在这些习惯性的小错误，常常也是这样子。
And our mistakes are like these.
啊，在还没有危害我哦，还没有控制我们之前呢，啊，我们好像 enjoy 在这一种习惯性的小毛病里头。
Before we're controlled by our sins, we enjoy, we indulge ourselves in them.
哦，但是让它渐渐长大了，你就被它牵着走了。
And once these sins grow bigger and bigger, we are controlled.
那为什么会被罪来缠累？
And why are we often bound by sin?
哦，常常是因为一开始是一些不对的接触或者参与。
And it is often because we have a wrong start.
哦，这个无论我们这些习惯性的错误，它有多少或者多深，别人不知道。
Regardless how many small mistakes that we make, nobody else.
哦，但是很可怕的是撒旦知道。
But the scary part is that Satan knows everything.
哦，所以撒旦常常就利用我们这种习惯性的错误，他最后来破坏我们的信仰，来破坏我们的人生。
Therefore, he takes advantage of our sins, our mistakes that we make to destroy our lives.
哦，让我们的灵性不但没有成长，反而我们的属灵的生命受到伤害。
So that our spirituality not only will not grow, but will diminish.
哦，比如说你在网络上面，你花了多少时间？你在看些什么？可能没有人知道。
For example, the time you spend on internet, whatever you're watching, nobody knows.
哦，但是撒旦知道。
But Satan knows. 哦，
那为什么这种习惯性的小错误是这么的不好？
And why are these small mistakes so bad?
哦，如果我们一个基督徒不能够去克服的话，那么我们是一个软弱没有力量的基督徒。
If as Christians we cannot overcome these mistakes, then we are weak.
我们不但不能够成长，而且可能变成是一个败坏的基督徒。
Not only can we not grow, but we will become a Christian that got beaten.
哦，为什么这些习惯性的小错误是这么的不好？
And why are these mistakes so bad for us?
第一个，它破坏了神的形象。
First is that they will destroy the divine nature of God.
哦，神的 image 是什么样子呢？是从我们来显示给人看。
God's image should be reflected on us.
哦，我们一个基督徒应该给人一个正确的神的印象，哦，给人一个正确的对神的印象。
As Christians, we should reflect God's image.
哦，神像什么？就是从我们来看，从我们的言行来看到。
So people can see what God is like in us.
哦，我们周遭的人会不会因为我们而想要来认识神？
Well, the people around us.Be wanting to know God because of us.
哦，如果我们生活当中充满很多习惯性的小错误，我想人不会羡慕我们这一个基督徒。
If we continuously committing these sins, these mistakes, I believe that people around us will not want to become a Christian.
人们会想说，啊，基督徒也只不过是如此而已。
They would think that Christians are not any better.
哦，一个人如果生活在罪中啊，他就失去了这种见证的力量。
If a person lives in sin, then he or she loses the power to testify to others.
别人不会因为我们而想要来认识神。
Others will not want to come to know Jesus because of us.
哦，所以我们会有一些习惯性的错误，我们要去对付。
Therefore, we need to think of a method to attack these mistakes.
哦，不但是 mistake， 是啊 chronical 哈、哦，习惯性或者 habitual 啊 bad habit 哈、哦，是习惯性的哈、
哦。These habitual bad habits.
哦，如果我们不能对付的话，我们就不要说我是基督徒。
If we cannot overcome, then we cannot call ourselves Christians.
哦，为什么这种习惯性的错误是这么的不好
？And why are they so bad?
哦，因为这它会破坏人与人之间的关系。
Because they will break the relationship between us and others.
有时候我们会说，人生的价值是什么
？Often we will ask the questions, "What is the value of a man?"
哦，我想其中有一项啊，就是人跟人之间。有很好的关系。
One of them, I believe, is that we build good relationships between other people.
哦，我们如果跟周遭的人能够有好的关系，我们的人生是有价值的。
If we can have good relationship with others, then our lives have a value.
我们常常很在意说我们的人生是不是美好，是不是幸福。
Often we care whether or not we live a blissful life.
哦。人与人之间的关系就是一个关键。
And our interpersonal relationship is a key.
哦，如果我们跟人的关系很好，我们的人生是美好的，是幸福的。
If we have good relationships, then our lives will be very happy.
哦，那缩小范围，夫妻是不是很幸福，也在于夫妻的关系。
In a smaller scale, whether or not a couple can have a good life also depend on their relationship.
哦，有时候为什么夫妻之间并没有快乐的生活
？Sometimes we would see that between its husband and wife, there's no joy.
哦，因为夫妻之间的生活里都充满着很多习惯性的错误。
Because in their lives, there exists many habitual mistakes.
哦。因为这些破坏了夫妻的关系。
And because of that, their relationship become worse.
哦，为什么常常有人很难跟别人有这个和好美好的关系
？And why are some people why can some people not have good relationship with others？
哦，这个习惯性的错误啊，在我们的左耳在强调。我们自己。
And these habitual mistakes will often remind us in our ears.
哦，我最重要。
I'm the most important.
哦，所以我要过这种生活。
Therefore, I want to live my own life.
哦，所以我要有这种，我还是习惯于这种生活。
I want to live the way I enjoy.
哦，我要满足自己。
I want to satisfy myself.
我要得着。
I want to receive whatever I desire.
哦，我要赢，我要第一。
And I want to be the first.
哦，最常常在我们左边的耳朵这样来强调说你自己，你自己。
We often hear these things in our ears.
那圣灵常常在我们的右边的耳朵说别人，别人。
At the same time, the Holy Spirit will talk to us in our right ear.Telling us to think about others.
哦，我们也要去关心别人得益处。
We need to care for others.
哦，圣灵告诉我们，我们要别人怎么待我们，我们要先这样来去对待别人。
The Holy Spirit tells us that we need to treat others as how we want others to treat us.
哦，圣灵告诉我们说，我们要先去爱我们的邻舍，我们的邻舍。也会爱我们。
It also tells us that we need to love others as our own.
哦，但是人那种自私的罪性啊，让我们常常是听左边的声音。
But our sinful nature will often lead us to listen to what we hear in our left ears.
那因为这种强调自己，因为这种自私，所以呢，就纵容我们这些习惯性的小错误。
And because we're so self-centered, that causes us to commit these small mistakes.
有一次星期天很早，我路过一个地方。
There was one Sunday that I passed by a place.
我突然想到说，我会经过某某负责人的家。
And I suddenly remember that I will pass by a certain minister's house.
这个 church council.
A church council's house.
那我想到说，我好像我有一个东西要交给他。
And I remember that I had a thing that I need to hand over to him.
那因为也很熟哈，所以我就车子就停到他家门口。
And because I'm very close to that person, therefore I just drove my car to his house.
我就去按门铃了。
And then I went to ring the doorbell.
所以这个弟兄出来应门。
So the brother came out.
我说对不起，因为我突然想刚好从你们这里经过，又突然想到说有一件东西要交给你，我没有事先打电话给你。
I told him that I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just happened to pass by your house, and I remember that I have something to give you.
我发现他脸色好像不太对。
And I noticed that his facial expression is a little bit weird.
我说传道来到你家，怎么不请我进去
？And I asked him that since I'm here, why are you not inviting me inside?
因为我有点好奇，那也因为跟他们很熟，所以我这个。
I was a little curious, and also because I'm very close to them, therefore I raised this question.
那我就他当然不好意思啊，请进。
And then he asked me to go in.
那进去之后很快就走到后面，就看到后院，他太太在后院在那边忙着。
And then when I went into the house.I saw that his wife was in a garden, in the backyard.
我就叫某某姐妹。
I call her name.
她转过来，这个表情有点生硬的，传道你好。
And then when she turned around, when she saw me, she was a little bit shocked.
不是她表情有点僵硬哈。
She when she saw me, she didn't know what to do.
这表情不是很自然哈。
Not she didn't seem very natural in her facial expression.
也是一个不高兴的脸就对了。
And she seemed a little upset.
那后来我才知道事情是这样的。
And then I found out what happened.
那说起来也是有点我惹的祸。
And it was also a little my fault.
我 make 这个 trouble 了哈，这因为我曾经听这姐妹在抱怨说她在后院里头这样种花种草种菜她的老公只会这个翘着脚在那边喝咖啡看报纸。
And the story goes that this sister once complained that she spent so much time planting all these flower and plants.But her husband, all he does is watch TV.
他有时候也会说这个我做的这个腰酸背痛。
And she will complain that her back is sore.
那我就偷偷的告诉这个弟兄我说你太太在后院忙的时候你要去陪她，要去帮忙她。
So I told this husband that when your wife is working in the backyard, you should go help her out.
那这弟兄很听传道的话，所以那个星期天早上看太太一大早在后院忙他就赶紧的也到后院要去帮忙他太太。
And that brother took in what I said, so that morning on the Sunday, he went to help her help his wife.
那他没有做过花花草草的事情又是大男人所以他笨手笨脚，粗手粗脚的。
And because he's never done any gardening, therefore he caused some trouble.
所以一下一下下，他太太就 尖叫一声，一下下太太又大吼一声。
And therefore, his wife got very upset.
哦，把我的这个花给踩到了，又这个又怎样了
？Because he stepped on her flower, and also he made some mistakes.
然后就向这个先生这个责备啊，大吼大叫。
And she started yelling at her husband.
哇，这先生也就很生气的，就进去屋子的，把那个后院的门啊，大大的甩上去了。
Therefore, he went inside the house and shut the door.
这位姐妹啊，她本来就是有这样的习惯性的这种错误。
And this sister has this habitual mistake.
这个尤其是碰到她的花花草草啊，那更不得了。
Especially when it comes to her flowers and plants.
所以呢，她就这样子的对先生这个发脾气了。
Therefore, she got upset with her husband.
本来是一件很好的事情。
Originally, it would have been a very beautiful thing.
两个夫妻一直在后院里头，在那边一起种种花，弄弄草。
A husband and wife working together in the backyard.
所以啊，人的这种习惯性的小错误啊，有时候真的会破坏的。人与人之间的关系。
Therefore, these habitual mistakes that we make will often cause us to break our relationship.
好，我们请看箴言十五章。
Please turn to Proverbs.
箴言十五章第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
第一节，回答柔和使怒消退，言语暴力触动怒气。
Verse 1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
这种言语上的过患啊，常常是我们习惯性的错误在生活里头。
Our harsh words will often become our habits in life.
罪，无论是大是小，它到最后一定是会毁掉这个罪人。
No matter it's great or small sin, eventually the sin will destroy a person.
我们请看箴言十四章第一节。
Please turn to chapter 14, verse 1.
箴言十四章第一节，智慧妇人建立家室，遗忘妇人亲手拆毁。
The wise woman built her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears her down.
我给这个遗忘妇人一个定义，就是。在生活当中充满很多习惯性的错误的小错误的，就是愚昧的妇人。
I come to a definition of a foolish woman, that is, she has many habitual mistakes.
这样的妇人啊，她会亲手拆毁自己的家。
This kind of woman will tear her house down.
弟兄也不用太高兴。
As brothers, you should not be happy about this.
请看箴言第六章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言第六章三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节，以妇人行淫的，便是无知；行这事的，必上吊生命。
But a man who commits adultery lacks judgment. Whoever does so destroys himself.
弟兄啊，比较容易犯的淫乱的罪。
Brothers would often come or have more chances to commit adultery.
那常常是从小小的习惯性的错误开始。
And these come from habitual mistakes.
淫乱会毁掉一个家庭。
Adultery will destroy a family.
淫乱会毁了自己的身体。
Adultery will also destroy our physical life.
一个容易生气的人，他也容易丢掉他的工作。
A person who is easy to be angry will also be easy to lose his or her job.
一个懒散的人，他不会得到人家的尊重。
A lazy person will not gain respect.
一个贪心的人，他可能会破产。
And a person who covets will may go bankrupt.
一个 很容易假冒的人啊，他会渐渐失去朋友。
And, the person who is not true to himself will slowly lose all their friends.
一个好喝酒的人啊，他会伤害他的肝。
And a person who is a drunkard will eventually hurt his or her lung.
那我们必须承认，我们每一个人在生活里头都会有这种习惯性的小错误。
And we need to admit and realize that every one of us have these kind of habitual mistakes.
我们必须要去认清楚，而且去克服。
And we need to come to realize what they are and how to overcome them.
我们要有一个重要的起点。
We have to have a start.
而且是很重要的。
And the start will have to be very important.
就是我们要深深的去反省自己，看清楚自己。
That is to examine ourselves.
那在神面前，我们要承认，要悔改。
And before God, we need to admit our mistakes.
我们必须承认，只靠我们自己的力量，我们没有办法克服。
And with our own strength, we will not be able to overcome.
我们靠着神的恩惠，我们立志回转。
But with God's grace and mercy, that we have to make this determination to return.
这样子我们才能够维持我们灵性的健康。
Therefore, we can keep a very healthy spirituality.
有一个健康的身体才会有健身体健康，他才会成长。
Only with a healthy body can a person grow.
我们的灵性健康，灵性才会成长。
And only is when our spirituality is healthy can we grow.
所以第二步，我们要很正式、很严肃的来呼求神的拯救。
Therefore, we need to be very serious to call out for God's salvation.
那种态度啊，就像彼得啊，走海面快要沉下去的时候那一种呼喊。
The attitude should be like that of Peter when he walked on the water and when he was about to sink.
他不是柔声细语的说主啊救我。
He did not whisper and call out to God.
他是大声喊着主啊救我。
Rather, he shouted out very loud to Jesus.
我们如果没有这样来呼求神啊，我们是会被我们的习惯性的小过患把我们淹没。
If we did not shout out loudly for God's help, then we will be overcome by our habitual mistakes.
第三个，我们要保持着一些很基本的一些规律。
Third is that we need to have a good routine.
我们参加聚会，我们读经祷告，我们跟弟兄姐妹要有团契。
Such as attending services, or we have the habit of praying or attending fellowships.
第四个，我们要留意自己的环境。
And fourth is that we need to pay attention to our surroundings.
我们都会慢慢的知道哪一种环境会引起我们继续这种习惯性的错误。
We should know the best which kind of environment will cause us to indulge in our mistakes.
我们知道什么原因会让我们有所挣扎。
We know what things will cause us to struggle.
那我们要避开这种环境。
And we need to avoid them.
有一个小妹妹，她还没有上学，所以她一天到晚都是跟着妈妈。
There's a little girl, because she's still before she went to school, he will often follow her mother.
妈妈到楼上，她就跟到楼上；妈妈到厨房，她一定跟到厨房。
And if her mom goes upstairs, she will follow her.
有一次啊，这个吃完午饭之后啊，妈妈烤了一些这个 chocolate cookie.
One day after lunch, her mom baked some cookies.
这个妈妈就说，我们要等哥哥回来才吃，放学回来才吃。
Her mom told her that we need to wait until your brother comes home, to eat.
所以那个 chocolate cookie 刚烤出来，哇，那个是很香的。
But these when the freshly baked chocolate cookies come out, they smell very good.
但是妈妈说要等哥哥回来 在一起吃。
But the mom said that we need to wait until the brother comes home.
哦，那天下午啊，这个小女生就没有跟在妈妈屁股后跟前跟后。
And that afternoon, she stopped following her mom.
这妈妈说 ，Mary， 你在哪里
？And her mom would call out and ask, "Mary, where you are? Where are you?"
Mary 说，我在厨房里头。
And she answered that I'm in the kitchen.
啊，你在妈妈说你在厨房干什么
？And her mom asked, "What are you doing in the kitchen?"
啊，我在看着这些 cookie 啊，恐怕会有 fly 来粘上去。
And she answered saying that I'm watching these cookies so that no flies will come near.
哇，其实啊，这个 Mary 在那边，这个摸摸饼干，然后用手指头舔一舔。
In fact, she was touching these chocolate cookies and licking her fingers.
就好像她在对妈妈说，我在厨房里头跟这些 cookie 啊，在那边征战。
And as if telling her mom that she was battling with these cookies.
所以好，我们要留意我们自己的环境。
Therefore, we need to pay attention to our surroundings.
那我们要很精确、很仔细的去处理这些所谓的小错误。
And we need to be precise to know what to do and how to overcome our mistakes.
在还容易处理、还容易控制的时候，我们就要采取行动。
We need to take actions before when they are still easy to be taken care of.
等到那个小狗成为大狗了，你就拉不动它了。
When small dogs become big, you will lose control.
我们没有一个人是刻意的要过犯罪的生活。
None of us will want to live a sinful life.
但是引诱总是在我们的身旁。
The temptations are always around us.
在他还小的时候，我们就要把他制止。
When the temptations are small, we need to stop them.
我们人的观念思想常常是好像许多细的线编织起来的。
Men's concepts and thoughts are like
一些很细的线。
There are like very many strings of strings.
那这些观念、这些想法，就会成为我们的行为。
And these will slowly become our actions.
在第六个我们要有属灵的朋友。
Sixth point is that we need to have spiritual friends.
一个或者几个一小群一个几个人。
You may have one or a few people.
你可以信赖他，你可以告诉他你的挣扎。
Who you can trust and tell your struggles to.
这一个人或这几个人也能够常常很直接的来问你的挣扎。
And these friends can in turn ask you what your struggles are.
因为我们常常也需要别人来提醒。
Because we also need people to remind us.
比如说，如果我有抽烟的习惯。
For example, if I have the habit of smoking.
我让 Steven 知道。
And I let Steven know.
Steven 有事没就问我一下，最近还有没有在抽烟。
And Steven can ask me if I'm still smoking.
那这给我一个提醒，我必须要改掉这个不好的习惯。
And this will serve as a reminder to me that I need to quit smoking.
最后一个，我们也常常问自己，最后的结果会怎样。
And lastly, we need to constantly ask ourselves what would our end result be.
因为怎样的道路引到怎样的结果。那个是很显明的。
Because whatever path that we take, that's the path that will lead us to the ending.
所以问自己，这样继续走下去，结果会怎样
？So we need to ask ourselves, if we continue to walk on this path, what will be our end?
因为我们知道罪的结局就是毁坏，就是死亡。
We know that the end result of sin is destruction.
虽然是小罪，但是它是下坡路。
Although the sin may be small, but we are going downhill.
哦，它是容易走，但是不容易回头。
It's easy to walk on, but very hard to turn back.
哦，我们想到要去想一些很有可能的后果。
Therefore, we need to think of the consequences.
它会毁了我们的前途。
Will they destroy our future?
它可能会毁了我们的婚姻。
Perhaps it will destroy our marriage.
它可能会毁了我们的家庭。
Or destroy our family.
它可能会毁了我们的名声。
Or even our reputation.
它可能会毁了我们跟别人的关系。
Perhaps will destroy our relationships with others.
它会让我们埋在这个罪恶感里头。
Will it cause us to live in this thought of this guilt?
它可能会让主耶稣的名受羞辱。
It may also put God's name in shame.
最后将来还要受审判。
And in the end, we'll have to face judgment.
哦，所以虽然是小小的过患，但是如果不胜过他，他就要胜过我们。
And although these are small mistakes, but if we cannot overcome them, they will take control over us.
他可能带给我们悲哀心痛。
And what they bring to us is sadness.
他可能带给我们羞辱、罪的责备。
And they may also bring us shame.
而且让我们没有办法去体验灵性成长的喜乐。
And will also cause us to not being able to experience God's love and joy.
撒旦不是傻瓜，他不会浪费他的火箭。
Satan is not a fool. He will not waste his weapons.
所以别人可能不知道，撒旦知道。
Perhaps others don't know, but Satan knows.
所以我们不要把自己带入这种生命的毁坏的危险中。
Therefore, we should not lead ourselves into this destruction of life.
我们要从我们习惯性的小错误当中要逃出来，要避免。
We need to flee from our habitual mistakes.
这样子我们才有可能来享有灵性成长的喜乐。
So that we can enjoy this peace and joy from our faith.
我们一起唱诗224首。
Let's all sing in 224.
我们英文请唱第一节跟最第一节第二节最后一节。
Please sing verse 1, 2 and last verse.
Thank you. 一起来做结束的祷告。
We're going to have a concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣怜悯我们，帮助我们来克服胜过我们生活当中一些习惯性的小错误。
We ask God to have mercy on us and help us to overcome these habitual mistakes.
那我们春季的灵恩布道会很快就要来到。
Our spiritual convocation is about to come.
那对我们很多的慕道朋友这是他们也是我们的一场属灵的征战。
And to many of our friends, this will be a spiritual battle.
我们在祷告当中，我们为我们的慕道朋友祷告。
For in our prayers, let's remember our truth seekers.
无论我们认不认识他们。
Regardless whether or not we know them.
他们有的人可能在生活上遇到了问题。
Some of them may experience problems in life.
他们有的人可能身上有病痛。
Or others may have illnesses.
不管我们认不认识他们，我们求主耶稣来带领，来怜悯我们这些慕道朋友。
It doesn't matter if we know them or not. We ask God to help and guide them.
我们现在一起祷告。
So kneel down and pray.